Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Podio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all: why? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unorthodox. This week's episode is going to be a bit different from what I'm used to recording and what I'm used to having. We're actually going to be having a conversation about an issue that I've always wanted to talk about, that I know a lot of people have been a part of or have experienced. And this issue is interreligious couplings. يعني إنه حدا يكون يحكي مع حدا أو مجوز حدا من غير دين. أكيد عنا بالمجتمع قد ما يكون في انفتاح عند العالم مندل نرتد على شغلة كتير مهمة وكتير فاندمنتال بالنسبة للشعب هون، إنه الدين والطائفة كيف هيدا بيأثر بعلاقات الناس. So in this episode I will be recounting testimonies sent to me in the 3 days that have passed. I've asked people to send me stories about their experiences, and I have a very, very informative one. I'm going to be reading that. And we have two guests this episode. Joining us via Zoom call, because she's in the United States, is Kinda Hamawi. And we have a Jane Doe in the studio who wishes not to be identified, but would like to share her story. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. So as I was saying, yesterday I was sent in a testimony by someone who will remain unnamed, just like someone else in the studio. Hello, someone else.
Hello.
Okay. And this person sent me her experience with dating someone from another religion. She is Muslim. And at a certain time, she was dating someone who was Christian. And I'm going to be reading what she wrote to me in her voice. Nothing has changed from this text. You know when you find someone who you think can be a perfect match for you, but there's one thing that will keep you apart? وهل one thing منا بإيدك؟ هيدا يلي صار معي. كانت relationship قصيرة وحلوة in some ways, بس كان فيها كتير مشاكل. Starting with my biggest problem, هو لما كنت خايفة أقول لأمي, وinstead I decided أنه خبر أصحابي اللي من طرابلس تيساعدوني. بتذكر كتير منيح قدي كانت بشعة ردة فعلهم. They even called me حمارة, غبية, and كافرة. وكافرة أكتر جملة زعجتني. ليه هيك برأيهم؟ لأن مصاحبي حدا مش من ديني وهالشي يعني أنا بطلت مسلمي؟ ما بعرف كيف صار هالتحليل. كتير بهالفترة فكرت إنه شو خص أنا شو بيرسلي بآمن بأنا مين بحب؟ وليه إذا أنا حبيت شخص من غير دين يعني تغيروا my beliefs؟ هيدا الشي مبفهمه لهلأ. وأنا كان عم بيصير معي internal conflict إنه من ميلي I know إنه my religion هيك بيقول I can't change it I don't want to quote unquote disobey it. ومن ميلي تانية كنت بفترة I'm not convinced بهالشي. So my main problem كان هالinternal conflict وأهم question فيهم كنت أسألها لحالي هي ليه إذا أنا حبيت شخص تاني من غير religion فأنا بطلت a true Muslim. ونفس الشيء applies to him. هو كمان كان يقول إنه عادي نكون من غير دين وأنا حرة دل على ديني. بعدين صار يقول بس بدنا نتجوز بالطريقة المسيحية بالكنيسة والولاد بدهم يتعمدوا وأنا إنه مش من شوي كنت عم تقلي إنه ما همك الدين. صار هو شوي شوي ينتقل إنه إيه later أنت بترجعي بتغيري وبتقتنعي فينا. صرت عم بنزعج إنه كان بالأول ما همه بس throughout our relationship صار عنده different views. يعني ال quote unquote تطرف الديني عايش فينا بلا ما نحس مع إنه بركة ما نكون مقتنعين فيه. Lack of support كانت مشكلة تانية كمان. ما حدا خبرته كان supportive وactually ما بلومهم لأنه هني كانوا عم بيذكروني بكمية المشاكل اللي أنا حواجهها إذا دليت بهالrelationship. This is reality. ما كانوا عم بيكذبوا بس لما تكون بمطرح you know deep down إنه what you're doing is a problem people keep reminding you أنت deep down ما بدك تفكري بهالشي لأن you're happy. هيدا اللي بيزعج، إنه تتركي شخص أنت مبسوطة معه كرمال سبب منه فيك ولا فيه، بس هو مشكلة من المجتمع. It's hard. It's hard for you إنك تقتنعي، فبتضلك بمشاكل مش معه بس مشاكل مع حالك. هلأ luckily my mom ما صرخت وعيتت وعملت لي 100 مشكلة لما خبرتها، بس أكيد غير moms بيكونوا عملوا كتير مشاكل لبناتهم. بس at the same time ما كانت كتير nice، وher exact words كانوا إذا ما حتنهيها soon تتعلقي فيه زيادة ويجي الوقت نجبرك إنه تتركي، ما تجي تبكيلي لأن من هلأ عم خبرك إنه هيك رح يصير. طيب بس تسألي الأهل ليه هالرفض، الجواب هو ما بتخافي الله؟ طيب مين قال إنه بس لأن أنا عم حس feelings مش بإيدي لشخص هو كمان بيعبد الله صرت أنا ما بخاف من الله؟ إنه هول الأجوبة كانوا يخلوني أفكر more and more بهالأشياء الموجودة بالدين اللي ما حدا بيفهمها. ومين قال إنه هيك الدين بيقول أساساً؟ I'm sure إنه أهله كمان قالوا له إنه ما بقى في مسيحية بالبلد، ما لقيت إلا مسلمة. As if when you find chemistry with someone you ask beforehand إذا مسلم أو مسيحي. هلأ my mom تركتني لفترة، بس لما لقيت إنه I'm not ending things صارت تسأل أكتر وتضغط أكتر وتنق أكتر، وهيدا أسلوب الضغط بحد ذاته stress. زيدي فوقه أصحابك، زيدي فوقه your inner thoughts، عن جد عذاب كان. آخر شي بدي أقوله إنه ما عندك حل إلا إنه تفكسي هالعلاقة. ليه؟ لأنه نحنا تلنا ناس مربطة بدينا whether إسلام أو مسيحية or whatever else، وكتير whether we like it or not، وقد ما عملنا حالنا إنه نحنا عم نتقدم هالشي ما رح يتغير فينا. فإذا بدنا نحكي الحقيقة، إيه أريح تاخدي حدا من دينك؟ ليه؟ تما أهلك وأهله يتشارعوا على تربيته ولادي أنا وياه، ترتاح من انتقادات ليك شو علمه، أو تهوي يرتاح من انتقادات ليك شو عم تعلمه. حنصير نعلق أنا وياه ونطلق. نحنا تلنا مش خرجنا نعمل هيك ستاب، لأن لو قد ما قنعنا حالنا إنه عم نتطور deep down نحنا بعدنا متأيدين بالدين تبعنا وكتير. فبتوصلي لبوينت إنه you give up this battle، مش غصب عنك، no بالعكس you give it up اقتناع تتوفري على حالك عذاب قلب كل عمرك. بتقولي لا بنوجع هلأ شوي من break up، ولا أنه دلي انوجع كل حياتي بين أهلي وأهله وسوسايتي وconflict مع حالك ومع دينك وبينك وبين حالك. So this has been a story that was sent to me yesterday by someone who will remain anonymous. And I would like now to introduce my two guests for this episode. We have from the United States, Kinda Hamami.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Can you give us like tell us a bit about you, what you do, just a general.
Okay, I'm a fashion designer, currently in the States, born and raised in Ghana, in Africa, West Africa, moved to Lebanon at the age of 17 for college, and that's where I met my husband and started my journey, and that's how things unfolded.
And could you give us a bit of background about your how you were raised religiously and how your husband was raised and what's going on now?
Okay, so I was born a Muslim, raised a Muslim. I was exposed to a lot of religions growing up in Africa and being in an international school, having so many religions from Buddhist to Indians worship, like in Hinduism, to Christians, to Muslims, to every single religion, even Jews. Like we have had a big exposure living in West Africa. So growing up with that mindset was something that, you know, maybe let me accept the idea a little more.
Okay.
And I actually come from a family that is very diverse. All right. Have two sisters that are Christian, because my dad was in a previous marriage when he was younger in Africa.
Yeah.
So I do have two sisters that continued, like they continued the religion of their mom, which was Christian.
Okay.
So I do have two sisters that I love fully, and I do not consider them half sisters. I consider them my full sister, just as my other sister. We're a family of four girls and one boy. And so all these played a little factor in some of the decisions I've made in my life.
Okay. All right. And my second guest here is Jane Doe, who we're going to be calling Jane. I've never said Jane Doe. Like, this is so exciting for me. And she already said hi to you guys. But She also has a story, and I would like her just to give a basic rundown of that.
Hi, everyone, again. My story is about, like, I'm dating a guy that's not the same religion as I am. And yeah, I'm just going to tell you about my experiences, about what my family has told me, about my views on the subject and how we can potentially try to get over it, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. So Kinda, having heard what you heard of what I read, of what an anonymous source sent me, could you tell me how your journey started and whether or not there were difficulties either from your parents' end or from his parents' end, and how did you overcome those difficulties? Could you give me like a rundown of your story?
Yes, I'll give you a quick summary.
Okay.
I will say that I have spoken to a lot of people about this, and we all have something in common, which is the struggle. No matter how open-minded your parents may be, I come from a very open-minded family, and it was a struggle, you know, because they can be acceptant, like they can be acceptant of other religions, but when it comes to their daughter taking that step, it's always personal and it's always different. So definitely any parent or any person in this situation would, well, personally, I'll talk about mine. It was a struggle. It wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
I met my husband when I was in Lebanon. When I moved to Lebanon, we had mutual friends. And when we met each other, we had a connection, which was we both were not fully Lebanese.
All right.
He is American. So we both had this open-minded, you know, kind of mentality. And he grew up in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
So he grew up with a lot of Muslims around him. So he knew a little about the, you know, the religion as in general. And I grew up with a lot of Christians, so I knew a lot about his religion.
Okay.
And I think that is the first level where you accept each other, which is really important. The beginning was very hard. We were together for about maybe 4 years on and off. You know, like the pressure gets to you. And whenever the pressure gets to you from both angles, we just, like either his parents or my parents, we just felt like, you know what, maybe it's better we just both go our own ways because there will be problems. Because I was not willing to just elope.
Yeah.
Because I do respect my family and I do respect everything they've done for me.
Yes.
And I do not think it's fair to just run away and marry off, you know. And I do believe that sometimes it happens, and I'm not saying it's wrong.
Okay.
But this was my experience, and this was something that kept, you know, when we reached the level of like, okay, I'm working now, I want to get married, I want to marry you, what's the next step?
Yeah.
And when we reached that level is when I, you know, approached my dad and I told him, I was like, you know what, there's this guy, 1, 2, 3, and this is the situation. Of course, he was against the idea.
Yeah.
He wasn't against him. He said very clearly, I'm sure he's a great guy, but you do not see the problems that marriage entails. Now, being married for 3 years, I do understand where he comes from and why he told me that.
Okay.
And one thing that we should always keep in mind is that our parents have been through stuff we have not been through.
Yeah.
And we should always know that when they advise us, they always want our best interest.
Of course.
They love us.
And you're speaking and as a mother now as well, because you have a baby boy.
100%. So it was a lot of struggles. How we overcame it is we both had to do a bit of compromising. We both had to put, like, for example, growing up as a Muslim, I always thought I would do the ketchup tip and, you know, the official way and all that. The
traditional Muslim way, yes.
Exactly. I put that aside. And he put, you know, he maybe always wanted to, you know, have the church wedding and all that. He put that aside. So we met each other halfway where we did a civil marriage.
Fair.
So we were open about this. And I told him, like, there's a lot I do not understand about Christianity, which you have a role to play. But for example, there are some verses in the Quran that I like, that I would like to teach my child that.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, I have some Christian friends that know the Fatiha. I don't know if you guys know the Fatiha verse.
Yes, yes.
But some of them like it, and maybe that's okay. It doesn't mean they're Muslim, but they can like it.
Of course they can like it. There's beauty in everything in the end.
Exactly, 100%. So we were just open about everything. and just accepted each other. Like, this is the situation. You cannot choose who you fall in love with. You just fall in love. And it's never easy. We did go through a lot of things, but I do believe that a successful marriage is a marriage that doesn't involve anyone. It's you and your partner, and that's it.
And that's the same for any relationship, I would say.
100%. But in our society, we tend to allow other factors to really affect, like our parents and our aunts and uncles and all that.
Okay.
So I guess once you build a barrier and say, no, this is my husband, this is my life, and you put a barrier for my family. I have put a barrier for my family. Like, no one gets involved. This is between me and my husband.
Yeah.
You know, and my mom is very religious.
Yeah.
Very religious.
Your mom is a lovely person. I've met her. I like
her
a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But when she met Esper, everything changed. She started to see what I see in him. And started to understand why I fell in love with him. And started to see that, you know what? Sometimes stuff like this happen, and he's a good person. He believes in God. Yes. And at the end of the day, you are accountable for your own mistakes, and God will judge you. God will not judge you and your parents and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I took this decision, and I know God knows what's in my heart.
Okay.
It's between me and God. And, you know, for people who say, for example, ma bitkhafi Allah, or ma bit, you know, like, you're sinning and all that, really, like, why would God create love? Love is one of the most beautiful things that if you were ever able to experience, you would know that it's one of the most beautiful things you can experience in this life. So why
is that against God then?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is just a little bit of my story. And
this is lovely. It's beautiful. It's very wholesome. And thank you so much for actually sharing that and for being so honest and open about it. Obviously, there is no relationship without conflict. Mahma kenet her relationship, gay, straight, interreligious, same religion, there is no relationship between two people without there being a conflict in some place. And it's the way that you overcome it that actually counts.
Yes.
So now that we've heard Kinda's version of what happened in her currently very successful, very beautiful marriage, and she has a baby boy, and he's so cute. I'd like to move to Jane Doe, who is here in the studio, who has her own story that is quite different from this, and her own experiences. So Jane, whenever you're ready.
Hi again. I'll start with a bit about myself. I was born a Muslim. I was raised a Muslim. I come from a very religious family. Not my direct family, but my extended family. So like my parents, siblings, my parents' siblings, their kids. So my uncles and aunts, they're extremely religious.
Okay.
My mom's family isn't that religious, but they still like pray, fast, read the Quran, all that stuff. And that's how I was raised. I grew up practicing my faith and then found my own way.
Okay.
Questioned everything. I'm that kind of person that really asks so many questions, and I don't settle until, you know, I have a good answer or at least a debate with someone. So now I consider myself almost an atheist.
Okay.
And I met my current boyfriend when I was in uni. He's a Christian.
All right.
And whenever I bring this topic up with my parents, the first thing they say is, ما في حوار بهذا الموضوع خلاص, no means no. إذا ما بتسمع الكلمة إنه بصير في مشكلة كبير. شو بدون الناس يقولوا عنا.
Yep.
All that stuff. I think everyone has heard them before so many times. إنه مشكلة كبيرة وشو بدنا نعمل. وبعدين when you ask, like, why is it a problem? خلاص منو من دينك. And that's where the conversation ends. They don't want to debate. They don't want to discuss anything regarding that topic. Because I think they're afraid of figuring out that they're actually wrong. And no one wants to be wrong. No one likes to be wrong.
That's a nice way of putting it. Okay.
Yeah, they just shut down any form of conversation regarding this topic.
That اللي بيعاكس هن شو بيقولوا
الناس. Yeah, yeah, exactly. وعنا هيدا المشكلة كتير كبيرة بالArab culture in general.
Yep.
We don't have critical analysis, critical thinking.
No, we don't have constructive criticism. We just have criticism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With hatim, and it's like, you're wrong, I'm right.
Exactly.
Bye.
And I think that's the source of so many problems, not just this inter-religious relationships. So yeah, I met my boyfriend and I didn't really care for religion then. So I stopped caring.
Yeah, by the time you met him, you had sort of not really been into that world anymore.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So yeah, and we got together, and every time I talked to my parents about it, the conversation wouldn't end in a nice way. And the structure of the conversation was never constructive, as we were saying before.
Yeah.
Now, my boyfriend isn't religious, so same thing as me.
Okay.
So we don't have this problem of what, like, meeting halfway, because we were already there. Like, we never had religion as a
problem base for you guys.
For us, but for the family, it was a problem. His family are extremely open-minded and they don't really care about all that. But mine, they do care. And I've never come out and told them that I'm dating this guy.
Okay, so it's a secret in a way.
Yeah, it is. It is a secret. They know him. They really like him. He comes over. And but they don't know that we're really, really dating. So he's just like my very close friend.
Yeah.
Okay, back to what your anonymous friend said and what she went through. She said something at the end about إنه ما في حل لهالموضوع خلص شو بدنا نعمل بدنا نعمل هيك بدنا تنتفادى المشاكل لأنه هيدا أهين.
Okay.
I disagree with that completely because conforming is not an option. Conforming will never move anything forward. We'll never progress as a society if we don't question, if we don't go against what's traditionally been done, because it has no explanation.
Yeah, because it's just tradition. لأنه هيك. هي الكلمة لأنه
هيك.
لأنه ليش. هيك. ليش هيك.
Yeah, exactly. So conforming is not a solution, as your friend was saying. حتى إذا كان شيء أهين مش معناتها منيح يعني يمكن أنا بالسيارة أهين كب الزبالة لبرا بلا ما خليهم معي وانطر لأوصل للبيت لكب الزبالة صح أعمل هيك لأنه it's not good yeah I have to think things through للأخير لأعرف إنه what's the best solution so yeah family is a huge problem we don't live in an individualistic society we're all connected and I agree that there's always a struggle just like Kinda was saying, and you just have to fight through it if you really want to stay in that relationship. Because again, that's the only way we change. That's the only way we progress by not facing the problem. We're not doing anything.
Yeah,
we're never gonna change, and we're always gonna go like, yeah, the society is like this, and.
خلاص you know what you're saying is that we don't really have to نتقبل الموضوع إذا الموضوع ما هو شيء. إحنا مقتنعين فيه من الأول.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. إنه هيدي قصة. I think a lot of people مرئين فيها بحياتهم يعني. We're not the only people who know about this. We're not the only people who think that way. I think a lot of people have at one point or another had feelings for someone, let's say, of another religion or another belief system. And أكيد هيدا الشيء شكل مشاكل و وصار يطلع حكي من العائلة أو من the other عائلة or من someone around these people and هيدا شي كتير بيأثر بي how the person himself or herself actually goes on through life because as my anonymous source was saying الحكي that surrounds you بحد ذاته is very stressful يعني من عادة شي you know إنه society thinks like this you know إنه this is difficult already but then you have the people who you count on the most who are very just judgmental about it and they're very on your ass about it sorry for that word
it's true
كلهم بيتحشروا بحياتك الشخصيه
yeah يعني ما في شيء اسمه حياه شخصيه
that's why you have to build a wall ترتاحي صدقيني
that's some good advice and I think we live in a society in which family is the main value يعني الكل بيقول لك شو الفرق بين نحن وبالغرب نحن العائلة عنا إلى قيمة طيب يا خي فيها تكون العائلة إلى قيمة بلا ما العائلة تتدخل بحياتي الشخصية
100%
مش يعني بتصير بلا قيمة Now moving on to something I wanted to ask something that I feel is quite a sticky situation I'll ask Kinda to answer first And the question is, have you ever felt at any point during your relationship that you had a choice to make, and that choice was between either being okay with your family or being okay with your significant other? Or did you feel as though one of them راح يتقبل التاني at one point? Like your family, did you feel as though إنه راح يتقبلوها at one point? Or was there a point in this experience where you were like, oh my God, I need to choose right now?
So something that I was very clear on from the beginning with Esper and with every, like even with my dad and my mom, I made it very clear to them that you are important to me. Your opinion, you as my family, you are very important to me.
Yeah.
And your opinion is very important to me. And I actually told my dad this, that if I do not marry Esper, forget it. I'm not getting married. So it's your choice. You want your daughter to be happy. You start accepting the fact that this is something I want. And if it's something you cannot accept, know that you are taking away from my happiness.
Okay.
And this was a game changer. Because at the end of the day, your parents want you happy. They want to see you happy. Sometimes it's not the way they see your happiness should be.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, your parents just want to see you happy.
I agree. But I'm going to...
And this is something...
Sorry, I'm going to go back to one thing you said. And no...
Yeah.
You said maybe it's not the happy that they want you to be. And this goes back to our initial problem. And no...
Yes.
Why does my happiness have to be what you see for me? My happiness is my own happiness. You know, it's not...
Exactly.
Yours.
But... Exactly. But this is something that I told Esper as well. And I told him, you want me to be happy. You know that you have to find a way for my family to be happy. Because this is what we go back to the root of everything, which any relationship is about sacrifice.
Yeah.
And he knew that to have me as his wife, he has to do something that would be really, you know, set him aside like, okay, like he went and he spoke to my dad, like, look, I want your daughter. This is it. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love her and I want to make it happen. And she's going to remain in her religion. Don't ever think I would try and change her.
Yeah.
Don't ever think, you know, and you just have to be very transparent. And I do believe that any relationship, when it gets to a level of where you're ready to make that step and commitment, it's just about making moves. You know, you can make it happen.
You have to act.
And when we started dating, we were not ready to get married. So it was a lot of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you know. But when we finally felt we were ready, I had graduated from college. He was working. We're like, okay, let's do this. How are we going to do this? You know, let's just make it happen.
Yeah.
And we did. And this just proves to you that when you really, like, set your mind to something, you can find a way. You can always find a way. It's been done before.
And it will always be done until our society 100%. Sort of progresses past that point.
100%.
Definitely.
And it's actually quite funny that, you know, like, my siblings are all married now.
Yeah.
And my dad is just, like, he loves Esper on a whole different level. And this just proves to you that a successful marriage, and no, I'm not saying our marriage is 100% successful. We've had, like, every marriage has its downtime.
And, of course, every relationship in general. Yeah.
Yes. But a relationship really should not be based on religion. And when two people really get along, religion should never even be a factor, because it's very hard these days to find someone who really reaches your mental, like, you know, when you mentally connect with someone.
Yeah.
And that's something rare. And I do believe we crossed paths for a reason. I was never expecting to study in Lebanon. My dad, you know, he never lived in Lebanon. My dad lived in Ghana and in the UK. He never lived in Lebanon. So actually taking the decision to make me and my sister go to Lebanon as a start, and then I met Esper, and then I just continued my journey in uni there. I do believe you cross paths with people for a reason.
Yeah.
And this is something we always have to remember, like, you know, I don't know. I just believe in fate and nasib. مثل ما بيقولوا نصيبك حيسيبك شو ما عملتي. قد ما لفينا ودرنا وقلنا خلاص we're not going to do this and we're going to do it, we always found a way back. So you just have to know that when it's meant to happen, it will happen at the right time.
Okay.
And when it happens, it happened fast and we knew this is what we wanted. And in 2 weeks, we planned a wedding. At that point, we were at the stage where we did not care about a wedding. We did not care about anything. We're finally getting married. Like,
yeah, it was just very happy.
We just booked. Yeah, we booked a flight. We hopped to Cyprus. We did it. We came back. We did the party. We went on our honeymoon and c'est la vie. One thing that I do believe is very important is that, fine, we're both from different religions, but we're both on the same page, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if you're not on the same page, it is going to cause conflict.
Yeah.
Like, for example, something that people don't know about me is that I'm religious in my own way. I pray 5 times a day.
Okay.
No one knows that about me. And it's not something I advertise. You know what I mean? But it's something my husband knows. And sometimes when I forget, he tells me, aren't you going to pray? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's true. And sometimes he fasts Ramadan with me.
Oh,
I never
tell
him to fast with me. Yeah, because my family do practice Ramadan and we go to iftar and we do the suhoor and all that stuff. You know, it's part of tradition.
It is traditional. It's a beautiful tradition, by the way.
100%. The same way I celebrate Christmas with him and I put up a tree and I do all the stuff that we're used to because, you know, why not?
Exactly.
I don't believe you have to be Christian to put up a Christmas tree, you know?
No.
It's the birth of Jesus and it's a nice thing.
It is. It's a celebration.
So 100%. So you have to be on the same page, like whether it is both believing in God or not, be on the same page because that will cause conflict later on.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think the point is what religion you belong to. I think the point is what your beliefs are and if those are congruent. And now, the same question to Jane here. So Jane, have you or do you at any point in the future think that you will have to make a choice or do you see a way around it?
I do see a way around it.
Okay.
Because as Kinda was saying, she actually said everything I wanted to say. I talk with my family about this and I tell them, like, listen, I love you so much and I'm thankful for everything you've done for me and you're still doing for me. I respect your opinion and you have to respect mine, though. So, because it's a, you know, two-way street.
Of course.
So, and I know you want happiness for me and this is giving me a lot of happiness.
Yeah.
And I love the decision I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And you have to respect that. And I don't want to be alienated from you. I don't want to go elope.
You don't want to lose your family in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But I want you to accept this part of me. And I want you to accept that we have differences. I'm not going to be just like you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a carbon copy of your way of thought.
Yeah, exactly. So I say that to my parents and I know they're going to come around. They already are kind of, they've really
they
changed.
They always will.
Yeah.
They always will. Trust me.
Yeah, definitely. And they've really changed in the last 5 years and they're more accepting of so many things. But the main problem is what would our family say? So like my dad's
don't
family.
Care.
What would they say? I don't care at all. I don't even talk to them.
Yeah.
So he talks their to opinion them, shouldn't even matter.
Yeah, they don't to me, but...
But to your family, it probably
does.
Yeah,
he values their opinion a lot because they know that his family are a bit different. They're more open-minded than his siblings' family. So everyone, all my female cousins, they wear a hijab.
Mm-hmm.
And they've worn one since they were 8 or 9 or whatever the Quran says. So, but we are not like that, like me and my siblings. So, and they know that we are different. So they always have their eye on us, like, what are they doing now? Oh, they're worshiping the devil. Wow. You know? Another thing that's really important is communication. So communication is key, be it with your partner or with your family. Even if they don't want to talk about something, maybe give them some time. And then start
try
the conversation
again.
Keep on trying, or else
I say that a
happen.
Lot. I say that a lot to my parents when we have an argument. I say, no, like if you get mad and start shouting, I'm not gonna want to talk to you anymore. That's why we need to all sit down and relax and try to. And I'm not saying I don't get mad sometimes or I get fussy or I do, but I try as hard as I can to ground myself. And I think that's what everyone, it's a good takeaway message here, that communicate as much as you can. Communicate, because the human mind was made to understand logic. And if there is logic, there should be understanding.
I just wanted to bring to attention that sometimes our parents think, because we are young, in their eyes, we're still babies.
Yeah.
So they think we do not know what's best for us.
Yeah.
But they forget that we have also been through experiences and we've been through stuff, and we're not always going to remain babies.
And they haven't been through that stuff.
Yes. And our times are different than their times. So sometimes they forget that we also have an opinion and they're not always right, which goes back to the point that, sometimes they think that they're always right and any other opinion is wrong. And they would never accept the fact that, us being younger might have a valid point, which is more important than what they think, not that more important, but the decision we may choose to take.
More informed, if you will.
100%.
The difference in opinions fit together well.
Yeah, because in their eyes, we're always going to be babies and we don't know. And we don't know إسا شو ناطرنا بالزواج وإسا شو ناطركم. But every marriage is different.
Of course. And the fact that they're saying إنه ما بتعرفوا شو ناطركم, as if yeah. every single marriage has to be a carbon copy of every other single marriage. لا, sorry. I don't want to 100%. Be like everyone else. I don't want my experience to be like everyone else. لأنه إذا بدنا نحكي هلا فوت شوية sociopolitical here. إذا بدنا نحكي سياسياً وتاريخياً, نحن اللي صار معنا هو إنه فاتوا أهلنا وأهل أهلنا بحرب 15 سنة, بلشت الطائفية وانتهت الطائفية وما زالت الطائفية وما بعرف أي متى رح تخلص هالشغلة. So their experiences did not teach them anything new. Their experiences بس اللي عملته إنه ثبتت وجود differences عنا بالمجتمع, ثبتت وجود إنه أنا وهن, إنه نحنا وهن, there's a difference between us, whatever religion, whatever non-religion you believe in, whatever person you choose to love, it's the same for across a lot of communities. If I want to end this podcast session with something, I would like to say that the smallest things we can start being accepting of in life make a huge difference and help us on the road to accepting even larger and larger and larger things. And my hope and my wish for everyone is to be able to communicate what they want and what they want to do in life clearly to anyone in their life who is significant to them, be it their parents, be it their significant others. There are a lot of moments that we miss just stressing over this thing, just stressing over who we want to marry and how many children we'll have and what religion our children are going to have. It doesn't matter in the end what religion you belong to. It matters how you act. It matters, like you were saying, what kind of a person you are. Because in the end, who cares if I بصلي بإيدي على وجهي أو بصلي خمس مرات بالنهار? If I'm a shit person, it shouldn't matter. I'm a shit 100%. Person anyway. And I hope that this is something that we can get over ببلدنا وبمنطقتنا هون وكمان بغير مطارح. It's something that is quite international. I don't think بس نحنا هيك. بس إنه المشكلة هي نحنا هيك بامتياز, نحنا هيك كتير.
Word
عن جد. So I hope that we can get over this issue that أنا بحسها شيء كتير سخيف. وإذا واحد إيمانه قوي بيدل إيمانه قوي no matter شو بيعمل, وإذا واحد ما بيأمن بيدل ما بيأمن no matter شو بيعمل, ما حدا خصه بهالشيء بالآخر. And what I would like to conclude this podcast by saying is, my hope is that we can start being accepting across a lot of other communities, غير economic factors, غير political factors, thank God everyone has an opinion on that, غير religious factors. We also have factors about gender, about sexuality, these things, these corners that no one likes to discover, that no one likes to explore, لأنه we have so many bigger taboos at the moment. So let's just get rid of the clutter. There is a lot of conversation to be had in the world about so many important topics. And I think it's time for us to start discussing this. Thank you so much to Kinda and to Jane for being here today. Thank you so much to my Anon source who sent me this beautiful, beautiful recollection, this beautiful memory that she sent that is full of pain, that is full of maybe some regret, maybe some, you know, absolution in the end, maybe some resolution, I wanted to say. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys learned from these experiences. I hope everyone listening at home can actually benefit from this. I'll see you guys next time. Yet again, if you have any questions, feel free to DM me at @yarajname, email me namiyara@gmail.com, or if you have my number, just text me anything you want or anything you're interested in for future podcasts. Goodbye, everyone. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Yoro.
Thank you for being here. Do 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 do